1077 The Island is your station for real music variety. Good Wednesday morning. Lori Liu is here. I was at Tommy's restaurant yesterday eating breakfast with Cartwright and talking to Eric, who was mining the kitchen, doing a great job. And waitress Angie said, "Tell Lori Liu I said hi."
Oh, I love Angie. Oh, that's nice.
Did you know she worked there?
Yeah. She works there in the Farmer's Daughter. Oh, that's great. Love it.
She works at both?
Uh-huh.
That's not a conflict of interest?
No, I don't think so.
Interesting. No, she's a good waitress.
Yeah. She's a great person.
Food
she's
spectacular.
Yeah.
Yeah, she said, what day is Lori on? Is it Thursday? I said, no, it's Wednesday. She said, tell her Angie said hi.
Yeah.
I said, I'm not going to do that. I'm not a message deliverer.
Since I've been retired, I don't see people. I don't see people.
Well, you don't really leave the house much.
I don't.
You leave the house, I think, less than I do. Except for your trivia.
Right. And Tuesdays, I go to the bar and meet my old guys. I do that on Tuesdays about 11:30. So that's fun.
Well, that sounds exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of, so I have Wood River, supposed to have Wood River tonight. I'm going to text her and just make sure that's still a go, just because. But let me tell you about last week. So last Saturday was the Willow Rising Mardi Gras Gala. I tell you what a great event. I had a great time. I think everybody enjoyed my portion of it, the music bingo. And I believe they raised all kinds of money for their cause. And
why did you have to emphasize my portion?
My portion.
Everybody had fun.
No. The reason I said that was because as soon as my portion was done, boom, I bolted.
So you don't know how the rest
went. No. I lurked on Facebook and saw, and I talked it to Shauna over there. But yeah, everybody was dressed, you know, in their gowns and their masks, and I did tell them. That will not be me. I did wear black pants, though. So.
Oh, so you made an effort.
I made an effort, yes.
Sometimes those parties I heard where you wear the mask and you dress up like that, that when you walk in, you put your car keys in a bowl.
I think that's a different party.
I don't know. And then when you leave, you grab whoever's keys you grab, you have to go home with?
Yeah, I think that's a different party. Okay. I'm pretty sure they didn't do that Saturday.
I won't go to a party.
Funny
later.
Thing, though, you say everybody dressed up and wearing the masks. I had one girl, you know, with the mask, and she's like, "I know you." And I'm like, "I don't have any idea who you are." She took the mask off, and I'm like, "Oh, my gosh." So I saw quite a few people I knew. So.
She took the mask off, and you said, "Oh, put it back on. Put it back on.
No. Everybody looked beautiful. Go to my page. Go to my Facebook page and go to theirs too. But
GI Space Trivia.
I did it. Take some pictures. And I will be at Wine, Beer, and Spirits on Thursday night.
Tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah. Tomorrow. That is tomorrow.
Grand Island.
Yeah.
As far as Wood River tonight goes, I know half of us look and we're like, there's nothing wrong. You can go out, but you don't want people to be in danger.
Yeah.
And
it is cold.
It's very dangerously cold. And you got to just take precaution if you do have the event tonight.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
And because, I mean, not everybody knows. I was taught how to drive in this weather. I was taken to a parking lot and see how your car handles. And we did donuts and watch the videos of people sliding on ice. They just put their foot on the brake. They don't realize you're not supposed to just lock it up.
No, I'm not a good driver. So,
so maybe you should
stay
home.
Maybe I should stay home. I know.
How will we know if you're on at Wood River tonight?
I'm going to call Holly here shortly, and I'll put it on my Facebook page if we are not going to do it.
GI Space Trivia on Facebook. Yes. Will you stick around and give us a bonus question? Do you have one?
Yes, but I want to finish, though, with my Wine, Beer, and Spirits. You know what? Let's talk about that when we come back. Okay. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Okay, sweet. Yeah, because I got a few different things with that. So, all right, yeah. Let's do it.
Perhaps one of the most interesting words in the English language today is the word...
Fransman.
Out of all of the English words that begin with the letter F...
Fransman.
...is the only word that is referred to as the F word. Say it loudly and proudly.
The Fransman.
1077 The Island, your station for real music variety. on the air and also online at 1077theisland.com. Stick around. I do have rodeo passes for Friday in Grand Island, and I have horse racing passes for Sunday. It's a table for four in the clubhouse. Are you a big horse? I've seen you at the races before.
I don't bet the horses. I don't know anything about it. I like to go and see people and drink beer.
Yeah, well, it's a fantastic atmosphere.
A good segue into that. I did get the go ahead. We are back at Fawner Park for live racing. GI Trivia will be at the finish line every Friday after live racing. So the time will vary. It won't be before 6:30, but sometimes, you know, it'll be like 6:45. But my first Friday there is February 28th.
Finish line is on the second floor, correct?
Yes.
Everything
in the Keno.
Everything that was on the first floor appears to be gone.
Yeah, that's what you said.
I went for a walk there since the Conestoga Mall reworking. I kept reading that you can go for a walk there. And on Sunday, I thought, well, maybe I should move a little bit.
Yeah.
And so I went down there. I wasn't really able to find the path that you're supposed to walk on. I just assumed it would be around the inside arena, but all those doors were locked. So I don't know where you're supposed to walk, but what I did notice, and if somebody could give us an update of what's happening there at Fawner Park, what's happening on that whole bottom level?
I don't know. I'll be interested to find out. So what I'm doing is 1 week I'm going to do trivia, and the next week I'm going to do music bingo. So go to my Facebook page and look at my calendar. The 28th, I will be starting with trivia because the fourth Tuesday, and I know this is all confusing, again, go to my
calendar. It's okay. I'm not listening.
Calendar. Well, I'm not even really talking to you, but I'm talking to everybody else. I'm going to be doing music bingo every fourth Tuesday at Double V, the old 40 North. I will be there doing music bingo. So I wanted to coincide, like not do Tuesday music bingo and then Friday again. So
if somebody listening is like, man, this sounds like a blast, but they live in Kearney. Would you ever consider doing a once a month in Kearney somewhere?
There is somebody in Kearney doing trivia. So
yeah, but I heard they stink. No, I'm totally kidding. I don't know who it is. Do you know who it is?
I know who. I don't know them personally, but I do know people. I've had people that go that live in Kearney that will go to Wood River. Speaking of, I did message Holly. So I think we're going to skip tonight
just for safety.
Look
out that window. Is that the picture of winter or what?
You know what? When you take a picture of me for the thing, I should go stand out at the window.
You should stand in the snow.
Yeah, outside at the window. And then you can see.
That's exactly what we're doing.
Oh, sweet. I wore my snow boots. Okay, so pay attention. So for 10 weeks, starting the 28th, I will be at Fawner Park every Friday after live racing. And I'm so excited. Last year we had so much fun.
Yeah, so it's after the last race.
After the last race, yep.
In the finish line at Fawner Park.
Yep.
Check out GI Trivia.
Yeah, and so we'll have cash prizes too. We'll have on both the bingo nights and the trivia nights. Coley Jessen is our sponsor again this year for that. I'm going to talk to the casino and see if I can get some swag. Maybe some free plays from the casino as well. Why not?
All exciting things.
I know. And tomorrow I will be at Wine, Beer, and Spirits. Grub and Spuds is the food truck. And they were there a couple weeks ago. And I had like 60 people. And everybody was eating the potatoes. They do baked potatoes. And they specialize in loaded baked potatoes with all different stuff. So definitely check out Grub and Spuds.
Sounds great. Lori, I love when you hang out.
I have a question.
Okay, shoot.
Okay, so Wine, Beer, and Spirits also. I am doing trivia about the Super Bowl, mainly Super Bowl commercial questions. So study up on your Super Bowl commercial stuff. Okay, you didn't watch it, so you're not going to know. What was Meg Ryan and Billy Crystal advertising? Did you hear about that commercial they did?
I didn't.
So they recreated the old When Harry Met Sally scene.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. You remember that scene?
Of course, everybody does.
And then the...
I'll have what she's having.
I'll have what she's having. You know what? I think I just found out that that was her mother. I think that was Meg Ryan's mother.
Really?
I think so.
Did you know Meg Ryan was together with John Mellencamp for years and years?
Are they not together anymore?
I don't think so.
Oh.
But what were
they,
what were they advertising? I have no idea.
So it was she was eating the sandwich, and I have had that as a trivia question. What was she eating? And it was a turkey sandwich. So they were advertising Hellman's, Hellman's mayonnaise. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I have my questions are all you know who was in this commercial, who was with who, what were they advertising type things. I got a few.
I think a good trivia question would be how many times did Taylor Swift get airtime or
do you know how many
screen time? I really don't. I'm
that
sure
that may or may not be one of my questions.
Yeah, check on it. Another good question would be because, and I don't know the answer to this because I just totally checked out this year. But why did Taylor Swift get booed? Was it a specific reason, or just because she was the opposing team?
I'm not sure. I heard just from some people I know, maybe it was political with her political views. I don't know. Maybe people are tired of the Chiefs. I said it. You know, you've heard all the that scuttlebutt about the Chiefs and the, you know, the refs and everything. But I don't know. Honestly, I think she's a fine... She doesn't make it about her. She really doesn't. She doesn't ask the cameras.
It doesn't appear that she does make it about her. But everybody, everybody wants to say that she's there for the screen time.
She's not.
I bet you she would prefer not to be on the screen.
I think she's a very generous person and donates a lot of money.
That's what it appears.
Charities and stuff. So
that's the way.
I would never boo her, and I'm not gonna lie. I'm not a Swiftie. But I do like some of her songs.
I can't say I know a note of her music.
Yeah. And I stumble on it accidentally. I don't like go, ooh, I'm going to listen to Taylor Swift. But I'll hear some, like from that movie, the Fall Guy, that her, the greatest, the best love song or breakup song, I think it was voted the best breakup song. And it's like, 11 or 12 minutes long. It was in that movie. And I knew that because I watched that movie. I'm like, oh, that's a good song.
Welcome to Taylor Swift Talk. We'll be right back.
Anyway, so study up on your Super Bowl commercials and your Super Bowl stuff.
Wine, beer, and spirits tomorrow. Grand
Island. Appetite for the food truck, Grub and Spuds. And they'll be there in 2 weeks, too, back in 2 weeks.
Lori, thanks for hanging. Yeah. Drive carefully. Walk carefully.
Well, you scooped that path for me, I appreciate.
I've mentioned every winter, I have to mention regionally, our phrases differ. And on the East Coast, scooping is cleaning out the litter box.
Oh, did I say scoop?
Yeah.
Oh.
Everybody says scoop here.
What do you do?
No, we shovel.
Oh, it's like soda and pop.
Yeah, exactly.
Scoop.
Scoop. No, we scoop litter boxes over there. Over there.
Over there.
All right, Lori, thanks.
Yes. Yes. Stay safe.
GI space trivia on Facebook. Don't spell out the word space. it's GI as in gastrointestinal.
There you go.
But don't put the periods in there. And it doesn't stand for gastrointestinal. It's GI space and then trivia.
That's right.
All right.
Appreciate you.
Perhaps one of the most interesting words in the English language today is the word...
Fransman.
Out of all of the English words that begin with the letter F...
Fransman.
...is the only word that is referred to as the F word. Say it loudly and proudly.
The Fransman. Mornings on 107.7 The Island with Fransman. One man party in the morning. 5:30 to 10 on The Island.